16.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
We are now more than a decade into full-on zombie mania. There are two zombie shows on AMC, The Walking Dead and its spin-off Fear the Walking Dead. There's a zombie comedy on the CW called iZombie. At the Cineplex soon, there will be The Third Wave, an upcoming Ellen Page zombie drama, Cargo, an upcoming Martin Freeman zombie drama, and Patient Zero, an upcoming Natalie Dormer zombie drama. It's a trend that just won't die. So where did all this come from? Is there some pop cultural equivalent of Patient Zero where zombies in culture began? Producer Jonathan Mitchell tries to figure it out.
Whether or not you'd enjoy seeing a zombie movie depends mostly on how much you enjoy seeing blood, vomit, and splattered flesh.
Come here, big fella. It's going to take a little off the top.
It is satisfying in a pretty morbid way.
Ruben Fleischer directed the recent hit movie Zombieland, a comedy.
I think there is an undercurrent of humor to zombies. They're kind of this brainless, mindless, walking dead. You don't feel bad about shooting them in the head or smashing them with the baseball bat.
And if you do start to feel guilty, it'll all go away when you realize they're really mean.
They just relentlessly keep coming at you. They're very, very hungry.
You got a purty mouth.
And they go crazy and try and kill you and eat you. And like a relentless rabid dog that's going to rip you to pieces.
I think they're more menacing when they move slowly.
George A. Romero, director of Night of the Living Dead, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, lots and lots of dead movies, isn't a fan of the newer, faster zombies.
You know, you'd think that the first thing they did when they woke up was go to a gym.
I mean, one thing that we should talk about, I don't know if you're aware of this sort of rift in the zombie community.
A lot of people seem to think that zombies are scarier if they run.
For sure.
And I'd rather just have this slow-moving thing that's hard to stop.
I mean, do you consider like a zombie like in Zombieland or 28 Days Later that runs fast? Do you consider that even a zombie?
I don't know.
Why not?
I just can't believe it. I don't, you know, who makes these rules? I make the rules up for my own guys, and they're dead, and therefore they move slowly, and if they tried to run, their ankles would probably snap.
But at the same time, when Romero started using these monsters in the late 60s, calling them zombies was a bit of a stretch.
When I made my first Living Dead film, which was Night of the Living Dead, I never called them zombies. I never thought of them as zombies because the origins of the zombie are, you know, deep in the Caribbean. I always thought of them as those boys that were doing the wet work for Lugosi in films like White Zombie.
Zombies? Yeah, they are my servants.
You know, that was a voodoo thing. Real zombies in Haitian lore are in sort of a state of suspended animation caused by, you know, a voodoo priest mixing up a potion. And, you know, they mix up this cocktail and then puts you in this state and basically makes you a slave. And I thought that was a very specific kind of a monster. And so I didn't think my guys qualified.
What distinguished Romero's monsters was that they weren't being controlled by some voodoo priest.
They're not controlled by anybody, no. They all of a sudden, the dead stop staying dead.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
And they're the result of an apocalyptic nightmare.
The only explanation I've ever had in any of the films is that there's no more room in hell. And I just called them flesh eaters or ghouls.
That a ghoul can be killed by a shot in the head.
But it was when people started to write about the film, they called them zombies. So I said, maybe they are a new kind of zombie.
And ever since then, Romero has built his career on zombie movies. Zombies in a mall. Zombies in an underground military bunker. Zombies in a walled city.
I mean, listen, you can throw zombies into anything.
Throughout the 80s and 90s, the Romero version of zombies came to define what a zombie is.
Slow-moving walking dead that had risen from their graves.
But that all changed in 2002 with the Danny Boyle film 28 Days Later.
It transitioned to a more viral...
It was a virus.
Contaminated, rabid dog, almost.
The infection was everywhere.
It's like once you've seen a fast zombie running at you full speed, I think the slow zombies just aren't scary anymore. And I think that, with no disrespect to Mr. Romero, like those movies just feel dated inherently.
I grew up on things like The Mummy, and I'd rather just have this slow-moving thing that's hard to stop.
What these two versions of zombies have in common is their apocalyptic vision. Hordes of relentless creatures that were once human.
The neighbor as a monster.
They're people.
It might be your brother or your sister or your oldest friend.
But because they're either dead or infected, they're not living in the same way that we are.
These creatures are nothing but pure motorized instinct. We must not be lulled by the concept that these are our family members or our friends. They must be destroyed on sight.
And if you start to feel guilty, just remember, they're really mean.
That's Jonathan Mitchell. Do check out his excellent podcast. It's one of my favorites. It's called The Truth.